AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Australia has foiled a purported Christmas Day plot to bomb significant spots in Melbourne. The five men under arrest are said to have connections with the Islamic State group. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports President-elect Donald Trump is out with another controversial tweet, this one regarding America's nuclear weapons.
Trump's abruptly calling for the U.S. to greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until the rest of the world comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. His advisors did not say what prompted the comments, but the Trump tweet came hours after Russian leader Vladimir Putin said boosting his nation's nuclear capabilities should be a military priority in 2017.
Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, is headed to the White House. She'll serve as counselor to the president. Trump transition spokesman Sean Spicer says Conway has demonstrated her advocacy skills.
Kellyanne's a tireless and tenacious advocate of the president-elect's agenda and has amazing insights into how to effectively communicate the administration's message as part of the senior WET team in the West Wing.
Spicer is up for a job in the new administration. He's been tapped to be Trump's press secretary. The Syrian government has taken full control of Aleppo for the first time in 4 years after the last opposition fighters and civilians were bussed out of war-ravaged eastern districts. State Department spokesman John Kirby says citizens who still want to leave should be allowed to.
We want them to continue as long as people want to depart. We've seen reports that the government regime is now claiming that evacuations are going to soon cease. So that's a deep concern.
The corruption case against former Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca has ended in a mistrial. Jurors deadlocked 11-1 to acquit him on charges of trying to derail a federal investigation into inmate beatings by deputies. This is AP Radio News. A white Texas police officer has been put on restricted duty after a video of him wrestling a black woman to the ground before arresting her and her two teenage daughters was posted on Facebook. It happened in Fort Worth. The officer was called after Jacqueline Craig argued with a man who she said had physically confronted her 7-year-old son for littering.
I'm very distraught because what I felt I was doing was actually protecting my child, and it didn't happen. It made me feel less of a parent that I couldn't protect him when he needed it.
Her attorney says no police report was filed on the alleged physical confrontation between the 7-year-old and the man. Visitors to the Columbus, Ohio Zoo are saying happy birthday to Colo, the nation's oldest living gorilla, who turned 60 on Thursday.
It's a tribute to this zoo that she's still here at 60. It's just amazing.
Colo was the first gorilla in the world born in a zoo. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.